It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life with your host, Alan Gervie. Alan is the managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervie & Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm which has represented injured workers for over 35 years. And now, here's your host, Alan Gervie.
Hi, I am Alan Gervie, and this is Gervie's Law. So I got to tell you, the other day, I was staring off into space when I was home, and I think it was because I was just so exhausted, I couldn't focus. I had had a long day in court, and I had coached my son's baseball team, and I had taken my daughter to her softball practice and coached that. I got home, and I was so exhausted, and I was thinking, summer is here. I had these visions of getting into shape and thinking about my own well-being, but no, haven't been able to do it. I don't know what it is, but for a lot of us who are very busy with work and with kids and with other type of activities, I do a lot of volunteer work as well, can't seem to get into the fitness habit that I need to do to in order to stay in shape. Now, I'm in decent shape only because I'm always running around. I'm always moving. Probably don't have enough time to eat too much. So I'm not that bad, but this summer I need to get on a program. And what did I think about? I was scrolling through my Instagram, my Reels, my TikTok, my X, my Facebook, all of the social media. And here it is. This guy keeps coming up and telling me that he can do it, that he can make my life easier, better, more healthy without taking all the time that a lot of people put into it. And I just don't have that time. So I thought, this is a great opportunity to have Vince Sant on our show to talk about V-Shred. Yes, that's right. The V-Shred guy. And I've had Dr. Drew on this show a number of times, and he's talked about different things, not about V-Shred, but he's also a spokesperson for V-Shred. So, I would rather get to the horse's mouth. The guy who has made such an amazing program, a social media superstar. He's a certified trainer and fitness model. And if you haven't seen him, check him out. You'll see why he's a model. He's an influencer, of course, an entrepreneur, YouTube star, made lots of money at this. And he is the CEO, the main promoter of V-Shred, which provides comprehensive fitness programs that comprise a lot of workout plans, meal guides, and they're crafted for people to achieve their fitness objectives and probably not spend as much time in the gym and with their diet as they might want to. You often see him without his shirt on, but sometimes he wears a shirt. I don't know if he's wearing one right now. He was going to be in the studio, but unfortunately wasn't able to make it. And we are just so honored right now to have Vince Sant on Gervie's Law. Vince, welcome to Gervie's Law.
Thank you so much. What an introduction.
Oh, of course.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to talk about everything. I've been on a couple different shows, and I think you just had the best introduction I've ever had.
Well, you know, it's funny because people have said it so many times about I'm kind of famous, my introductions. And I remember Alan Dershowitz, the famous lawyer who was on the show, and I gave him the introduction, and he said, I'm going to play this over and over. When I wake up in the morning, I'm going to give it to my mom to listen to because she still doesn't believe that I've accomplished anything in life. And Vince, at a very young age, you've accomplished a lot. I don't know if you ever envisioned that you'd be where you are, but take us through kind of how you got involved and what you're most proud of as you sit here today, the king of an empire.
Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, you're 100% right. I don't think so. I have a couple different partners in V-Shred. We all started the company together, and I don't think any of us ever envisioned achieving even half of what we've been able to accomplish. I think just the movement that we've created online, the amount of publicity that we've created for our own company and for, like, obviously I'm the face of the company. I knew we always would be able to have an impact. I just don't think I ever saw on the scale that we've actually achieved. And I do want to point out something. You mentioned that I'm the CEO. I can't take credit for that. One of my partners, one of my best friends, is the CEO, and he's the best CEO that we could ever ask for in the company.
Well, Vince, that's why your marketing is so amazing. You became the CEO. Not only are you the spokesperson, but just through the marketing, you're CEO. But I understand that, you know, you have some partners and you've developed it together. Tell us a little bit, as you're about to do, about how this all evolved and how you get together. It's almost like a band when you're in college or in high school and you get together with some guys and say, let's make this happen. You're in the garage. Is that how it happened for V-Shred?
It couldn't be more accurate. It was four best friends who basically, we were all doing our own thing. I was doing modeling before. Two of them were doing, one was managing a club. Two were doing just online marketing and just running other businesses. And we all had this vision of basically doing this fitness program, starting a little fitness company. We just wanted to do, it was our now CEO's idea more than anybody's to band together to just make a program. That's all the plan was to make a little ab program that could help people, help younger guys, because we were all younger guys at the time. We wanted to help younger guys get lean, get abs, feel good about themselves. And so we made this program, and it was very thrown together. We don't have any investors. We don't have any outside partners. We've never taken funding. And so it's been very just ready, fire, aim is what we call it. We didn't have a good website. We didn't have cameras. We didn't have videographers, video editors. We didn't have any of this stuff. We basically just had four guys who are willing to work 18 hours a day out of their own apartments and basically throw together this program and just learn about online, the different forms of internet marketing and how to get our name out there, started all of our different social media channels. And then really it continued to evolve. I think just as our nature, as the partner's nature is just to, when you invest your time in something, we're all the type of people that we want to perfect it. And so when we saw something work a little bit, we wanted to make it work a lot of it.
Isn't it amazing, though, how you didn't need money with the way that you can market on the internet now and with social media, that you were able to just take some good ideas and get out there and make these kind of decisions that didn't involve the money that you're talking about? You didn't have to go on Shark Tank and try right. to sell the program. Who would right. have ever thought? It's kind of ingenious.
It's an incredible point because, I mean, through the years, I've had a bunch of people that younger guys, even sometimes older people who just have these ideas of what they want to do. And they create all these limitations in their mind of why they can't do it, what's holding them back, what they need to do before they can start this company, you know? And we literally just went out one night. We were like, let's do it. Screw it. And we went out one night, we filmed this, we threw together a cheap little website and we filmed this ad program literally on iPhones, duct taped to tripods because we didn't even have cameras. We edited it all in one night on our way to this internet marketing thing where we could learn about email marketing. And we learned email marketing. We started setting that up and literally we just figured it out as we went. I go on shows and I talk about, there's one book that I would recommend anybody who's looking to start something. The book I would recommend is called Ready, Fire, Aim. And basically it's a book talking about just do it. Figure out what you want to do and do it and figure out it along the way, because too many people get caught up in trying to perfect their angle, trying to perfect their website, trying to perfect their product.
Right.
If we had tried to perfect everything from the get-go, we probably wouldn't have started ever.
You know, when you talk about Ready, Fire, Aim, it also, and I think you're being a little modest, because you do have to have a certain personality or you have to have certain motivation. Not everyone has that. When you look back on your childhood, your family life, how were you as a kid and growing up, and where do you believe you developed this kind of motivation, this commitment, this dedication, this perseverance? because it's easy to say ready, fire, aim, but so many people are afraid. And they, like you said, they just spend too much time planning and not enough time doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good question. It's probably something that I should explore a little bit more. It's probably some hidden childhood trauma that caused me to want to be an overachiever.
That's what therapy's for.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, since I was, young, I was always very driven just to succeed at stuff, whether it be sports. I was always the person running the hardest, running the most, practicing all the little things that most people didn't want to. And so I was always very money driven as well from a very, very young age. Every summer I was going and mowing lawns. Every winter I was going to shoveling driveways, raking yards. I got my first real job at 14, which isn't even legal in most states. It was this little snack bar at a pool that I wanted to work at, and I was making $5 an hour. And so I've been working since I was probably 12, 11 years old, something like that. And I always knew that I wanted to do something big. And also I obviously had a passion for fitness. And that started when I was very young as well, probably 14, 15 years old is when I got into the gym consistently, because I was not happy with how I looked. And I didn't get bullied, but you know, my friends, I ran around with more of the popular crew growing up. I was into sports, but I would still get picked on a little bit because I was very, very skinny. And so I wanted to get in the gym and I wanted to put on muscle and I wanted to be confident about myself, feel like a man. And that's where my passion for fitness developed. And I think just the combination of always being a hard worker and wanting to succeed and wanting something bigger than what I was presented as a child, and then also wanting to help people not deal with what I was dealing with as I was growing up, I think that was just the perfect combo. And then also meeting my business partners who also wanted to do something big, I think it was just the perfect recipe for us to all come together and start that little band in our garage and see what it could be turned into.
You know, it's interesting because the common thread that we hear when you tell this story is a lot of hard work that you put into it. It's not like you were an overnight sensation, even though things started clicking, and we're going to talk a little bit about the program and about fitness in a moment. But clearly, a message here is starting young and working hard so you become accustomed to the hard work when you have this kind of opportunity where all of a sudden things explode and money is coming in, and with money you can make more money.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I think some of us have that at a young age. And don't get me wrong, this has been pure blood, sweat, and tears, and just grit and perseverance, because people see my videos and our company all over now, and they think that we just blew up overnight, but that's not the case. We started the company in 2015. Nobody had heard of us until a couple of years ago. And so we had probably 3, 4, 5 years where we weren't really doing anything. And even to this day, we still have really hard moments, like where you're like, oh, wow, if things continue down the path that they're on right now, we could end up going out of business. And then the next month things will be really good. And we're like, oh, we're looking at doubling our revenue. So like, things can get it's so volatile for sure. And so you have to have that mindset that no matter what happens, you're going to weather the storm. You're going to push through. You have to always assume. I think this is a lesson that I've learned through owning this company, is you have to always assume there's a storm coming. Doesn't matter how good things are, prepare for the storm.
Right.
And that relates to all aspects of life. And yeah, I mean, I definitely grew up a bit more of a hard worker, and I had these big ambitions from a very young age. But I mean, people can get started at any age, regardless. If anybody's listening to this and you're in your 40s or 50s, maybe you retired and you want to start something. I've seen people succeed. I mean, you go look at all the wealthiest people in the world. Most of them created their wealth in their 60s. And so it's never too late for anybody to get started on anything. I think I got lucky to run into the guys that I did when I did. I was at a very young age, and they kind of took me under their wing, and I learned a lot through working with them. I had no idea, honestly, what I was getting myself into. And it's been a huge learning experience, and I'm a different person now than I was then. I couldn't be happier.
And I think that's a really important message, that anyone can turn their lives around, anyone can change, and that's consistent with the fitness programs. Before we talk about that, and I'm getting to it right now, you talk about this kind of machine that has been built over the last few years, which start out maybe a little bit slowly. How many people do you have working for you now, and how do they all work together?
Yeah, we actually have a pretty large operation going now. I mean, with all of our contractors, we have probably upwards of 700.
How many?
I'd say 700.
Wow.
I'd say about 200 to 300 of those are full time, and then about 400 contractors, between like we have online coaches who are contracted or independent contractors, and then some of our customer services independent contractor, and then we also work with certain agencies or just consultation people, and so they're not technically an employee. But no, I mean we definitely. I mean that's been one of the things that we've had to learn along the way. Like me and my partners, I didn't go to college. Another one of my partners didn't go to college, and the two that did go to college, they didn't go to business school. And so none of us knew how to start a business. None of us knew how to run a business. It's been learned by fire.
Wow.
Just get out, start, do it, hire people, fire people, try this, read books. That's been a big thing that we've all leaned on is, I mean, me and my three partners have probably read more books combined than most groups of four, probably all groups of four.
That's amazing. Dr. Drew involved?
Dr. Drew is a funny story because Dr. Drew, we originally met through a website called Cameo, if you ever heard of Cameo.
Yeah.
And so like we reached out to him through that, and he's obviously very specific about what companies he works with. And so he wanted to learn more about us. And so we got him one of our programs, and he was actually looking to lose a little bit of weight. And so it was his wife, Susan. And so we got them on one of our programs, and they both ended up losing weight, and they started training differently than they ever had. And they started eating differently than they ever had. And I think he lost like 14 pounds on our program. He's already in pretty good shape. His wife lost some weight on our program. And so they both were basically 100% bought in after they saw that, because everybody's seen us online, you know, but once they truly saw the results for themselves and they saw, oh, this really does work. And it really is much easier than this other workout routine that makes you do cardio all the time, or this diet that's super restrictive. See, they're eating food that they like. They're not spending any time in a gym. And if they do go to the gym, it's quick, easier types of workouts. And so once they got results, we opened up the conversation to create some sort of partnership to where he would promote V-Shred, talk about it as a client, but also to help us out with like the scientific credibility side of things,
right.
You know, because I'm not a doctor, I'm a personal trainer, right? And I have more experience and more testimonials than probably any fitness company in the world, but I can't speak like a doctor can, you know? And so, and we have studies backing every ingredient that we have, every method that we used. And so when you have a doctor speaking about those kind of things, it's, even though it's still the truth, even if I say it, you have to think about other people's psychology.
Right.
They're going to trust a doctor.
A little more credibility.
More. Right.
A little credibility. Even if he's calling you this guy, which is kind of funny when he says, you've probably seen this guy on your feed.
Yeah.
It's very funny. So talk a little bit about the program and why someone like Dr. Drew and his wife did well on it. What are the differences from other fitness programs that work?
Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, I think the main thing that we really talk about is sustainability. That's our main angle. People ask me, what's the best diet to lose weight? What's the best training plan? And my answer is always, the best diet is the one that you'll follow. The best workout plan is the one that you'll do, you know, because I can give you the blueprint to your dream body, but if it doesn't match your lifestyle, if it doesn't match your personal interests, if it doesn't match your goals, then you're not going to be able to stick to it long term. And so our main thing that we rely on is sustainability, something that people can actually do long term. That way they'll actually get those results, because if someone loses 10 pounds in a month and then they gain it back for the second month, there's no point. There's no point. They're just going to feel defeated afterwards. And so I think what's different about us is we really preach methods that are easier to stick to. Like if anybody's seen our videos before, They see videos of me eating pizza and donuts and burgers and French fries. And those are actual foods that you get to eat on our plan. Now, am I sitting here saying that I eat those for every single meal? No, but they're definitely something that you can have occasionally in moderation and still get really good results. You can actually use them in a specific way to boost your metabolism. Same thing with workouts. All of our programs have gym and home workouts. So if somebody likes going to the gym, go get a great workout at the gym. We have the gym workouts for you. If someone doesn't like going to the gym, or they can't afford a gym membership, or they have kids and they're just too busy, do one of our 20-minute at-home follow-along workouts. And so we make it easier for everybody to be able to do it. Doesn't matter how busy you are. It's also, we have very cheap programs. A 90-day program is $57, and that gives you 50 recipes. It gives you gym and home workouts. It gives you a nutrition guide, a supplement guide. It gives you all the information that you can need for $57 for 90 days, and you can follow that program as many times as you want.
Do the supplements work? Because I know that's a part, and I know there's a number of different aspects, which is nice about the program, that it's not just a supplement, it's not just a diet, it's not just an exercise program, it's in combination. But how do the supplements work?
Yeah, I mean, great question. Because one thing that I always like to lead off when people do ask me about supplements is they are not necessary. They are absolutely not mandatory to get results. I know people who get phenomenal results without ever taking a single supplement. I also know people who get phenomenal results while taking supplements. So the thing about supplements that people have to understand, and if anybody's listening to this and they've considered taking supplements, supplements should fill gaps that you have in your nutrition plan or your training plan. They fill gaps. It's the icing on the cake. Supplements are never going to be the answer to losing 20 pounds. You're never just going to take a pill and lose all the weight that you want. You have to clean up your diet. You have to move more. You have to be in a caloric deficit. But if you're struggling with energy, if you're struggling with cravings, if you're struggling with focus, there's supplements for each of those things. We have a fat burner that helps out with appetite suppression, helps out with giving you energy, and it also helps you burn a couple extra calories and get a better sweat in during your workout. That's absolutely a great solution for somebody who deals with those struggles, right? If you want to put on muscle, I definitely recommend taking creatine. If you struggle to get to hit your protein intake, I would recommend a protein supplement. If you need more energy before workouts, I would recommend a pre-workout. If you don't eat enough vegetables throughout the day, I would recommend a green supplement. So it's depending on what gaps you need to fill in your plan. So you create your plan, and then you go supplements.
And all this information is available when you subscribe, so to speak. I'm not sure what you call it, but you get emails from VShred, and you have a website, an app that can take you through all of the different approaches that you're talking about.
Yes, 100%. So we do have subscription-based plans as well, but most of our plans are just a one-time purchase, and you own it forever. And so you could come in, you go to our website, vshred.com. If you purchase a program, $57, and then you have that program forever, and that program has every piece of information that I just listed off. And then we also have more in-depth programs. If you do want to work one-on-one with a coach, if you want a custom diet plan made, if you want supplements included in your plan, I think there's also a piece to online training where when people, I mean, it's for anything, honestly. If you pay more for a course, you're more likely to follow it. You know, for me, I love golfing. If I buy a $20 golf trainer, I might not ever use it.
Right.
If I buy a $1,000 golf trainer, I'm going to use that thing. And so it's a similar thing with fitness that we've found is we have these higher tiered programs where you get way more access, you get way more support, you get a different app, a VIP coaching app, supplements sent to your front door, meal prep sent to you. So there's like way more that you get, but it costs way more. And that just means people are more likely to actually do it. And so we have different tiers for
that makes a lot of sense.
Somebody can afford.
So we only have a couple more minutes. Tell us what your recommendations are for the summer. A lot of people, you know, not here in California because we have summer all year, basically, but in other parts of the country who listen to this, what is Vince Sant's advice for getting in shape this summer?
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's just as important in California. California's, it may be beautiful year-round, but
you got to be on the beach more in California because you can.
Yeah, you got to. California, people look the part way more than anywhere else in the world. And so there's a little bit of a societal pressure on people to look better in California, I think. So this really relates to everybody. But my personal recommendation would be to sit down for 10 minutes and get out a piece of paper and write out what your idea of a weekly routine looks like. Okay, how much time do you have available? And be realistic. Don't say that you have 2 hours a day if you don't actually have 2 hours a day.
We only have 1 minute.
30
so.
Minutes? If you have 30 minutes, yeah, you have 30 minutes. And so write out that week. Write out what times you're going to work out and write out what you're going to do for your workouts, whether you're going to figure it out yourself, whether you're going to go to YouTube and find a workout, whether you're going to sign up for VShred, whatever it is, figure out what that week split looks like.
Vince, we have to close out. So if they want to sign up for VShred, what's the easiest way?
Go to our website, www.vshred.com. We have a free quiz at the top. You'll love it.
This is a free quiz. Everyone likes free quizzes. This has been great.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do this more often, and I can be talking to you so that we can do a promotion on VShred on the radio and translate it, because I know you were going to come in here to do a video. Be a great video to get out there on social media. Vince, I would love to do that. I really appreciate you being here today and talking about VShred. Good luck with everything, and thanks for this great success story. It's really nice to hear.
No, I appreciate you having me on. This was a fun little thing. We'll have to definitely run this back.
That's going
to
do it for Gervie's Law this week. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
This show is pre-recorded and furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.